fun. I had a question. The last thing we learned, I was a little confused. I was hazarding it, and keneged d'arba chalkei I'm not sure if I understood the four psukim keneged d'chalkei haTorah. It seems there was no progression, and also the revius was maisa. Was that keneged the shear? Is that keneged the mashcheni? I guess it's keneged the shear, which is the first pasuk, the leivod das. I'm guessing it's keneged the second pasuk. The only one that seemed to line up with the pasuk was mashcheni. Keneged the pnimius haTorah.
Right.
So I was just a little confused on that nekuda.
Okay. So the Gimel Chalkei HaTorah were the Lev Ladas and Ayin Liros Ayin Hashmoya. So you have the like he says over here. He actually quotes on the bottom over here from Bir Yeshayahu. He says Re'iyah belongs to that which is Miksav. That's obvious.
Right.
Moa is that which is Teresh Baal Peh, that's obvious. The Lev Ladas is built on the Mishnah that says you moiser you only moiser say this to somebody that's maybe miatzmoi. So the three kalim for the three halakhmat Torah are those three kalim. So what's your shaila now?
So how does that fit connected our psukim? I mean, I know we had the Arba Chushim, so.
So the part that's a little hard is, first of all, to start out, we have four psukim. How did we get lost all of a sudden to three things?
Right.
We had Naran, we had Naran. We had Oisis, Tegushim, Nekudim, Taimim. So that's fine. And now all of a sudden we're going Gimel Chalkei HaTorah. Bekulam him believe that seems to be adding something to it. Varavis Maisa. So now the world of Maisa is sort of the goof of Torah in the sense of Torah's ideas. In other words, the Maisa Tzitzis is not different than the Halacha of Tzitzis, except it's the physical embodiment of it. So just like the guf is supposed to represent the neshama, the edelkeit, the ava, the yira, the ultimate is that it display itself b'chutz. That's what's to be found. That's what the guf accomplishes to the neshama. The guf becomes the visible display of neshama. So a person who's a bal ruach is an adin nefesh. A person is oyev Hashem. You see it on the person, and a yor and a chared. You see on the person. So the guf is keneged the olam ha'maisa. Going back to his mashal, and then you have the three chalakim of Torah. So all these, like I said before, all these three are believe, and they're like nefesh, ruach, neshama, which are more chalakim that are a little more abstract, and the range would go. The nefesh would be the Torah shebiksav, because that is the most visible. It's the most tangible of all the Torahs, so that would be parallel to the nefesh. The ruach, which is dibur, would be keneged Torah shebaal peh, which gives the Torah shebiksav the ability to function and so on. And then you have the neshama, which is hidden, but it's the panemius of the others. So in the world of Torah and mitzvahs, the actual ma'isa mitzvah is the guf. The nefesh haboy would be the Torah shebiksav, because that's the direction of doing it. The ruach would be keneged the Torah shebaal peh, and because you're pretty much helpless to do without it. And the neshama is a much deeper chelak. And just like it says that the neshama, or the Rishon doesn't have neshama now, we don't really have the pnimius of Torah. A, we don't understand it, and B, even if we understand it, it doesn't function in Torah. It functions only as an understanding. it does not project anything in halacha lemaisa. Mm-hmm. So that's how these halakim are connected, those halakim. That's what I understand.
Okay, and then the psukim are just somewhat out of order. I mean,
right,
just a little bit out of order, because Shir is connected Maisa, Yashikin is connected Tereshav Alpah, which we just said comes after Tereshav Iksav.
Yeah.
The Reach is Tereshav Iksav, and then Mashreni is the Pnimiyas HaTeira.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not so shver. It's just
We have some line. Now he lines up the next three words. Yishakenim and Ishikas Pihu is Tereshav Alpah, because in Tereshav Alpah there's a dibur pale pair. I'm having a conversation with Rabbi Shalom. A conversation means you say and I say. That's easy. Lereach is Torah Shebiksav, which I'm not quite sure why so he says, he brings over here that it means the Umas HaOlam only have Shaykhs to that. It was the Reach in the sense that the Reach brings things far away. The only thing the Goyim have is Torah Shebiksav, and that's what the Messiah is to. And then Mashchena Melech Hador is Chadrei HaTorah Pnimim. So we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pull us in totally, not to leave us standing outside, but to pull us in. That's the Seder HaDvarim, the way he brings it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
V'chein. Now the Goyim says another parallels. This is very typical. This is the way the Goyim Derchal writes, and it's not, you know, it's not a chokmah listing things. It's just that the Goyim feels all of these are meduyik and all of these are parallel. Shir is the oisius. Shir Hashem Shoshlema. So the first pasuk is talking about oisius, and these oisius are the gufadava. So the physical ink that looks like a base is the gufadava. Yishakeni, he says, is the goshen verafin, oisis that are dogish and rafe, the puma v'liba, which is bepeh v'leiv, v'chayas v'tsoy v'shav, which he brings on the bottom here, girsan et tekun ezoya, v'chayas v'tsoy v'shav b'dogish v'rafa. That's how the goyen it learns at tekunim. Mesik v'mesik. Let's talk a little bit about what this means. To us, the furthest thing that means something, the furthest thing that we could attribute meaning to is the Dagish. But it's not true. Now, let's just think about it. Al derech apsharim. You can say a letter, rough is soft, dogish is harsh, hard, delineated. Let's take one nafgeminit in dogish and rough. When you have PL versus Paul, words that are very strong versions of something else that's very light. For instance, shomar means to watch. Shimer means to preserve, like when you pickle something. It's you do something to you do a maisa to preserve it, as opposed to just kind of passively washing it. Shavar means you broke. Shiber means you smashed. So the Dagish it really, really seems to tell me that there is a mindset the person is doing that is much, much stronger than just merely passive. So the letters come in two forms. Let's give another example where Dagish is used. Dagish is used a lot in Lashon Kodesh to represent a letter that's being skipped. And what you do is you lane it with emphasis. So whenever you have a letter in a word, Rashi will point out that the shayrish of this word is something else. The lamed, the beis, the whatever is fell off because of, you know, that's just the way the language is constructed. And b'melid is a dogish, the other ois, to tell me that Lamashal Hineni, there'll be a dogish because Hineni is Hine Ani. So the Nun is sort of taking the role of two letters. It's something which denotes the letter itself being much stronger and possessing much more impact. We say it with greater stress, and it means something with some greater stress. So even though we're still in the world of the Osius, we already have a stronger version. So let's go back to what he's saying. It is the Neshikas. Dibur, a peh is a very strong form of chibur another person. That's why Altarba Sichamisha, because talking and plachkening is a chibur. So so if a person is talking to another person, there's a chibur through peh. If a person is menashik somebody else, that's a very, very strong chibur to peh. So the peh itself has two sets of chibur. It has a set of chibur that is easier, where a shittish was with somebody, there's some sort of association, some sort of kesher, and so on. And then when I'm in nashik somebody, there's a very powerful, it's a chibur with a dogish to it. That's the and that's it says v'chayes ritzoy v'shov. So it denotes two types of action that the chayes kodesh have. One is a very strong movement forward, and one is a falling back. The normal pshat of ritzoy and shav is of a different inyan. I mean, the word ritzoy means to push forward, shav means to pull back. He's dashing it on Dagesh and Rafa as well, and he does so based on Tikkun Zoya, which says, it, now, in a broader perspective, the Tikkun Zoya says that the world is created with a very strong anhaga and with an easier anhaga. There's anhaga, or Kesh Baruch, is extremely demanding, and he's medactic with tzaddikim, like a kutzah shel yud, and there's anhaga when he's less demanding, and so on. But al-Kapanim, both of those are reflections of these two anhagas, and he touches that into the shakeni part of it. So we have the gufa isis, and the variation of the gusha and not gusha and rafa.
Gusha and rafa, does one, oh, is the rafa always, the way Rabbi is describing it now, seems like the gusha is always an improvement, it's starker, and therefore it's better?
Well, there are a bunch of reasons why there would be a dagish and ice. So let's give... The dagish is there to give the ice more prominence. So, Lamashal, an ice that's part of a larger syllable does not have a dagish because it sort of flows in with the first half of the syllable. A dagish that starts in ice, a dagish that is one of two letters, those are cases where you need to emphasize the letter to give it some prominence for whatever reason. So it's basically a supercharged letter. That's what a dagish is. And in every oifen, whether it's grammatically because you're missing a letter, you want to say there's two nuns here, and so you say hinnani. You know, the normal mahalach is it's sort of, you say it as if there'd be two letters. It's double the impact of the letter. So all the grammatical forms of it in the construction of different, when you're constructing different binyanim, you're using it to make a strong binyan versus a binyan kal. That's all of these are examples of, it's not another letter, but it's variations of meaning and strength of a letter. That's what it is.
Uh-huh. But the meaning doesn't. Meaning, I guess what I'm getting at is I saw in Rabbi Yisrael the Torah on the pasuk of Rape.
Right. It says that there's the pay and the fe. Yes, that's a chap. That's a chap, Rabbi Nebuchaya. But it's not grammatically out of whack. Rape to Rafoi with should be like shiber to shavar. And normally we don't give it much because nobody makes that distinction. He makes that distinction and it takes on meaning. In other words, the reason why everybody doesn't say it, because it makes perfect grammatic sense what he says. It's just that nobody was aiming on this nekuda of the difference between right. Hepsi Refua.
But there, the rapkoi is to the patient's detriment, right? Because it takes...
It's the better of the two evils. Rachman al-San, when you take off an Ava in order to save the body, it's very, very devastating, but tachlis, you're saving more. So when you take, every pill that you take has side effects to it. Mm-hmm. Because basically what you're doing is you're pushing the body towards one direction, except that in his matzav, he needs to be pushed. But tachlis, you're intervening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to be mesakin. He doesn't push back, he's mesakin. That's just like, if you put in too much salt in a stew, there's the eitzes you put in a potato. So mice, the stew is not what it should be. If somebody knew how to undo the salt, that would be the... So if a person has in Masal Rahman Sana cancer cells, so what we do is to attack them with chemicals, with burning and snap. It destroys the cells, but it takes its toll on the body. If somebody knew how to undo, and this is like part of the modern mahalach we try with genetics to do it, if and when it's feasible, then we're able to do it.
Aha. Uh-huh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's doing it in a softer and being more effective is still, it's with the less emphasis.
Right.
So even though that's better, we're still using the stronger.
If we're not zeichet, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu's, when we're zeichet to refuah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means that the machla kilu lehoya. When we intervene, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, not always will I heal it. And if you have to do it, tachlis, you have rishus to do it. But when you do it, it's going to be with some suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, fine.
Okay. L'reach is nekudin, ruchen de boinazlin. So that's the same idea that anything that has to do with ruach is going to be move and b'meila reyach is going to kude mashcheni taimim shachrem nimshachem lekama v'lachera. So in the pasuk, so he's explaining like before that the taimim, they pull the pasuk along in either direction. So a tam either attaches it to the word before or attaches it to the word afterwards. So how to be mamshech the pasuk? What follows what? That's the domain of the taimim. So that's another. These were another area that there's a zechner that's there. Now he says there's something else. Ukineged kelim, it's kahanim, levim, yisraelim, malchus. So the four, these are also four different entities, and kenega that you have that. Shir is Malchus. K'moshe Kosov, David, Sherivua LaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shir sishpachos, the canal. So Malchus belongs to Shir specifically. And he uses David and Malchus as an example. The Yishakeni, he says, Halavim Birinana, Ivdas Hashem Besimcha, Mashcheni Havoide Bekahanim, we have Animal Chador Behechel, Bisham Nagil Menischa Bechar. So the Reach be Israel, the Vida Shams Korb, Koshkosum are also Ktsias. Okay, let's go back and let's go slowly through it. So, Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and Malchus are all different oifanim that in which in which there is a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu given. So Shir belongs to Malchus, like it says, David Shevu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shir Shir Shvach HaKanao. Let's talk about this. This is also fascinating over here. The Chura, yes, David HaMelech was the quintessential Malchus. David HaMelech had Shirim that he was Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But do the two have a connection? I don't know. He brings in the bottom Chazal where different, the Gula was also going to different people. They didn't say Shira, they were Shirim Melech HaMashiach. But that could have been a lot more to do with Mashiach rather than Malchus. So what is the Inyan? The way he's learning up, it's not just the Pshat that David HaMelech happened to say Shirim. Shir belongs to Malchus. Now, Shir over here doesn't mean the Dimra part, because that he speaks about later. Like we're just for, so the clay Shir and the world of Zmiris was Klal Yisrael. So what he says over here is, what he means, a Shir is a certain type of Shevach. A Shir is a Shevach that's makif, the entire nes or Yeshua. The word shir, Moshe used to use in Bar Metzia, it says that we find the kois kemin shir. So a shir is like a bracelet that goes around the hand. So that's another expression of shir. Shir is a type of shevach that's makif a whole event. And only a melech could be makiv the entire event. Let's give a dogma for that. Let's try to explain that. Every person sees what happens from his vantage point. So a soldier sees something from his vantage point. A sailor sees it from his vantage point. An Air Force officer sees it from his vantage point. A farmer sees it from his vantage point. Everyone sees it only from their vantage point. So I can be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this particular event. Someone else can be, so let's say they build a new hospital in the area. So a sick person can be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that there's now people to help him when he's sick. A person who's unemployed and now he got a job can understand the mile of a new hospital for employment. A doctor who's into research, this hospital gives him the perfect opportunity, understands it that way. Everyone understands it very differently. A melech is a makif of everything, and that's why his shevach has a yichud to it, that it is, it can be makif the entire shir. Shir Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech Shir HaShirim is a reflection of the fact that he's a melech. Only a melech sees everything. When we say the shirim, Achus HaRov HaNecha V'Keyom V'Hoysheh, Zeh Keli Onu V'Amru. In other words, when there was a Gilui of Malchus, that's when Shira was able to come to fore. Because Shira always belongs to that. That would be one. Yishakeni halavim bir nana, k'moshkosa ivduos Hashem. So the here he speaks about the renana part. Renana is the music that accompanies it. And at the bottom of it, it brings a stira between different places, whether Irsum Simcha is going on Shir Leviim, whether it's going on Shir of Kohanim, the Goyin himself says someplace else mashma that it has to do with the Kohanim, the Avodas B'Simcha, but Al Kolponim, the Renona is not the quality of what you are makif in your Shevach. It's an emotional quality in the Shevach itself. When you say something versus you sing something, the singing, the renona, is something that gives over an amkus of hargosha versus a godless in its hekif. And that belongs to Leviim. Mashcheni, ha'avoda b'kaihanim, v'hu hevi'ani ha'melech hadorav b'heichel, sham nagil v'nesobo. So the meshicha of kohanim is because Avodas HaKohanim is the Hechatimtza to bring Klal Yisrael into the Kodesh Pnima. since the Kohanim are our shluchim, even though the Gemara paskins that the shluch rachmana, but becholoif in the word is that the Kohanim are brought into, the Kohanim are brought into the Kohanim bring us into, lead us into the Pnim. So anybody that leads us into the Pnim, that's called, that would be called like Hebiani Melech Hadarav. We don't have access to Chadri HaMelech, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the Kohen Gadol goes to, the Kodesh where the Kohen goes to, and Chatzah where we go only if we have Avodah, again, which the Kohen does. The Reach B'Yisrael, he says, B'vidui Hashlamas Karbon, Mashakosov, Morva Holos, Mashama, Morva Holos, Ksias V'chulu. So he says over here that Keneged Yisrael is the Vidui, the Reach B'Yisrael HaKarbon. What does he want with that? So Lemaisa, the inyan of reach. It says Chazal by Yitzchak, vayorach reach begodov, al tikri begodov ala boigdov, that Yaakov smelled the boigdim of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara gives two stories. Chazal gives to mention two stories of people who were big rishayim, and the last minute they did tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, if I yarech reich begodav, I'll take it begodav al boigdav. It means that there are times when toiv is buried in layers and layers of ra. In a way where it's not visible, and you can only see it with only chusha reach can detect it. So whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu detects a toiv that comes from a mound of ra, most specifically, the Olam HaTshuva. The Olam HaTshuva means there was ra, and then something toiv happened, and that toiv is the reach that's oiler. Moshel, if you take a cow is full of flesh and blood and so on, very, very humoristic of things. The only thing that's in Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reach. So the reach, it comes specifically from, it's the essence that you deher from there. So b'meila, Klal Yisrael's avoida lies in vidui. Person brings a carbon, he's misvad on the carbon. And even the carbon is tzibodar l'chapara, l'chaper. Though the Kohen acts, as, in this capacity, he's acting not as a Kohen, but as a shaliach of Klal Yisrael, that becomes the reach. And b'meila, Klal Yisrael is k'neged reach. K'neged reach hanal hoya klei shir. I'm not sure why the Klei Shir would be connected to that. Because the Reach we spoke about makes sense. The Klei Shir, I mean, I've heard from Muslim, the Yoda Liv Sume. I don't know. I'll leave that. The Kula Makmas are carbon. So Tshuva is certainly Makmas the carbon. And therefore, or Kohanim Levim Yisrael are Makmas the carbon. So therefore, you have these in Yarim. So the avoda of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kohen Levim Yisrael and Malchus are all Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all halakim of avodas that bring about some aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. I want to add nature. You know, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim are different. And if one were to sort of map out the relationship, Yisrael is the bottom of the totem pole, and therefore Yisraelim are, you know, what we get out of them is the reach, the toiv that comes out from the mound of chalovim and damim. Fine. Then we have the kohanim. Who are on the top, and their avoda is gevaldik, We have the Levim that assist the Kohanim. Fine. Where does Malchus come in? In other words, it's like, it's out of left field. We know this kind of Levi Yisrael. If you're looking for Yuchsin, so get everybody else, you know, Zayna, Halal, so on. I mean, look for Yuchsin. What exactly has Malchus is of a different world, of a different nature. It's very hard to understand how it's lumped together. I think the pshat is Malchus is the koyach. You have the shvatim, and the distinctions in Klal Yisrael are due to the distinction in shvatim. Only one that's makif shvatim, that all the shvatim come together to, is the Melech Yisrael. So by definition always, the Malchus is the point of Hekif. So if you're dividing Klal Yisrael and Kohen Levi Yisrael, that's very nice. But the Melech will be makif all three kedushas as well. So that's where at least Malchus, I understand, fits in with that. It's a guess, doesn't quite say it, but or else it's very hard for me to understand it to be kind of lumped in without any real mahalach over here.
Right. Okay. This is also very, very very interesting in as far as the progression is concerned, that the Levi becomes before the Kohen and then comes to Israel.
Right. Having laid out the Pesukim the way he has it, it's interesting. Yes. Well, one more, and then this is, he doesn't bother to spell it out, but you have to v'chein neged avhon v'david the canal k'neged the avos and k'neged David HaMelech has the fourth one. So you have 3 + 1. First where he's coming from. It says that the Ovis Hainan Merkava. It says David HaMelech is the fourth wheel of the Merkava. And we will understand David HaMelech to be Shayach to the Klolius that incorporates all of it. So David comes after the Ovis. David is sort of, if we try to understand how David incorporates all of it, If you look at the model of Klal Yisrael, you have three Shrashim, the Avis. You have Klal Yisrael, which are variations of different midas of the Avis, the Shvatim, and David HaMelech, who's a cap that includes all of Klal Yisrael. So the Koyches that the Avis put in, all of them find themselves in David. So I could see David as being the Klalius, he's Malchus.
He's also the
Baal Tshuva,
right?
He's also Baal Tshuva. So I'm not sure whether the guy over here is not. Then he moves on to Dal Regolem. So I'm not sure how the going goes. He brings over here on the bottom. He goes with the Mahalach Obvious, if you'll take a look. He brings a Shara Oira, which is not the Goyen. He's bringing it. The Gdula Gvura Tiferet is connected to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and so on. He brings a Goyen. If you'll take a look a little further down, the Kune Zoya, that he says Kohanim v'Yisraelim heim connected Gimel Avon Kiyadua Ata Koyen La'olam U'Pachad Yitzchak v'Yisrael. So. In the Pasuk, so he brings it. In the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ata Kohen Lo'olam goes on Avram. So Avram is connected Kahuna. Yitzchak is connected Levi, which is Midas Adin, Mizek Vura, that says the Sfarim. And Yisrael doesn't have, you know, the Mid of Yisrael that he has here doesn't have any real reason what it should be connected over there. So the first two, he brings Pesukim. The other ones, he doesn't. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this. The Gaon doesn't tell us, doesn't, very, very not user-friendly in this one. But Al Kalpanim, The David HaMelech, I do understand. David HaMelech is a Pchinas Malchus, and again, any, you know, that's Mak of the other ones. Okay, I'm going to have to hold it. I have to go now. Anything quickly you want to ask?
I didn't really understand when it says the negative vias. When it goes through, it seems like that's the fifth one. He brings shares Malchus. Yishukeni is Holim Bernanam. Mashkeni is the Kehanim. The animal Hadarv is the Heichal, which is the Megillah Nesuchavach, and which is Lareach, which is Yisrael.
Right.
And then he says the Neged Revius is the Klei Shir.
I think the Neged Revius and other Klei Shir, Kneged this Revius, this Vidus was also Klei Shir. So Klei Shir he puts together with with this fourth one, Kneged the Viduy and Klai Yisrael there. As opposed to, I mean, the Gemara speaks about that there is Shir B'mana and there's Shir B'peh, which is the Iker. So I don't know why the going here has to put it in because of that. I'm not sure. Lachura, his main point is that it's Vidui and Hashem Sakarb. He says, the Gemara says that you need to have Klal Yisrael standing by the carbon. You can't have, can you bring a carbon? The Bible is not, oh, you may say, the Mamadas, you have the three incorporated, but Klal Yisrael, their position is that the Bible, that they're saying Vidui, one way or another. That the Klishir is connected that, I don't know, I mean, Klishir is Levi's department. Whether it's Peh or Kli, both of them are belong to Levi.
Right. Okay. Okay. Rabbi spoke Parshas Vayechi about this whole concept of the Merkava. I don't know what year it was, but it was a long arichos with the Gemara in Pesachim and
right.
So with that Yisrael, which Rabbi was saying, I think that the but I think, I mean, he brings it down over here a little bit on the bottom. I think Kneged the Merkava, sounds like Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David, you know, fit very well as a progression of four, you know, the Merkava. That's why Yaakov right. You know, lost his sense of sensing the cape, and David has to bring it back, which is from Yehuda.
Right. No, that fits. Cool. Show here what he means with the list piece. Okay, right. Good. So next week should be regular time, Rez Hashem.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a good night.